Check record, checkbox.
Hello, this is Dennis Bartlett, and this is a session of the Blind World podcast. And today we're going to cover using Skype on a Mac.
Skype.
So we already have Skype open.
Skype, window, Skype, Dennis Bartlett, toolbar.
And we're going to turn up the volume a little bit, so maybe this will be a little better. But what happens in Skype, of course, Skype is an internet telephony program which allows you to talk to other Skype users, or you can actually, if you pay for it, pay for the additional options, you can dial any phone number and talk to somebody using Skype via your computer to their telephone. So it's a good application to use, and we use it a lot in the podcasting realm to contact other users and even record interviews via Skype, those sorts of things. But there are many things that we got used to in the world of Windows, especially if you were running the JAWS scripts. I'm not sure WindowEyes has set files or what the other applications do. I know that there are JAWS scripts to allow you to do.
It's 12:30.
A lot of the things we can do with Skype on the Mac directly without any external scripts or anything. And a lot of the things you can do are listen, have audio cues as to when your contacts are available or unavailable, that sort of thing. And that is set in our preferences menu. So I'm going to press Command Comma, and Command Comma in any application pretty much will get you to the preferences pane.
Window, notifications. When I sign in, pop-up button. When I sign in, pop-up button.
Okay, so we went directly to notifications.
Event. Toolbar. Event.
And we're in events, and we're in notifications. And you can change how you get notified in Skype as to what happens.
When I sign in, pop up button.
So it says when I sign in is one of the choices.
Button. Play sound. Checkbox.
And it's the first one of the choices here is play sound. So if you want that, you can have it play a sound.
Sign in, pop up button. Repeat, dim-dum, checkbox.
And
sign in, pop up button.
You can have it repeat.
Repeat, dim-dum, checkbox. Bounce icon in the dock, uncheck checkbox.
You could have it bounce an icon in the dock. And I have that unchecked because it doesn't mean anything to me if it bounces an icon in the dock because I can't see it anyway.
Repeat, dim, uncheck checkbox.
And repeat that. You can have it do that.
Button. Speak text, uncheck checkbox.
You can have it speak text. And I have that unchecked because I don't need to really know when I sign in.
You have signed in. Dim text.
And it says you have signed in. Well, I don't need that because I know I've signed in. So I don't need it to tell me that.
Close button. Dim minimize button. Dim zoom button. Notifications. Toolbar. Event. When I sign in, pop-up button.
Okay, now we're back to the when I sign in, pop-up button. When you hear it, when I sign in, pop-up button, it means there's a menu.
Menu checkmark, when I sign in.
Okay, so there we'll arrow down to the next choice.
When I sign out.
It's when I sign out.
When I sign out.
And again, I know when I sign out, but I'll go through this again and show you what's here.
Button, play sound, uncheck checkbox.
And it says play a sound.
Incoming details request, dim pop-up button. Repeat, dim, uncheck, checkbox. Incoming details, play sound. Incoming, repeat, dim, bounce. Repeat, dim, uncheck, checkbox. Button. Speak text, check checkbox. You have signed out. Edit text.
Again, it gives me the option to speak the text that I have signed out.
Close button. Dim, minimize button. Dim, zoom button. Notifications. Toolbar. Event. When I sign out. Pop-up button.
Okay, and we're back to the menu.
Menu checkmark. When I sign out. Contact becomes available.
And the next one is contact becomes available.
Contact becomes available.
This lets you know when one of your contacts is available.
Button. Play sound, check checkbox.
You could have it play a sound.
Busy, pop-up button. Repeat, dim, uncheck checkbox. Bounce icon in the dock, uncheck checkbox. Repeat, dim, uncheck checkbox. Button. Speak text, check checkbox.
And it says speak text, and I have that checked.
Your contact at is available, edit text.
And it says your contact at, and it has variables, and it'll give you the contact name. It'll say your contact, Shane Jackson, is available.
Close button. Dim minimize button, dim zoom button, notifications. Toolbar. Event. Contact becomes available. Pop-up button. Menu checkmark. Contact becomes available. Contact becomes unavailable.
Okay, and then you have contact becomes unavailable. These are all options that you can be notified of with text.
Incoming call.
An incoming call, and it'll tell you who the call is from.
Incoming call, call waiting.
Incoming call waiting. So if you're on a call and there's an incoming call, it'll also tell you that.
Call connecting.
Call connecting.
Outgoing call.
Outgoing call, it'll tell you who you're calling.
Hang up.
And it'll tell you if you've hung up.
Remote party hung up.
And it'll say if the remote party hung up.
Busy.
Busy, it'll say that.
Hold call.
And it'll say hold call.
Resume call.
And resume call.
Message received.
Message received if you're on a chat message, you know, using the Skype chat.
First message received.
And then first message received.
Message sent.
And then it'll say message sent if you're sending a chat message.
Contact details, request received.
And then if you receive a request for contact details, it'll tell you that.
Contact received.
It'll also tell you if you've received the contacts.
Incoming file transfer.
You can also send a file and receive files via Skype, and it'll say incoming file transfer. It'll let you know that a file is coming to you.
File transfer completed.
And it'll tell you if the file transfer is completed.
File transfer failed.
It'll also tell you if it failed.
When I sign in.
And then we're
when I sign out.
And we're back to the same.
When I sign in.
Back to our choices.
When I sign in.
So these are notifications
event.
That it gives you.
Notifications. Get zoom button. Get minima. Close button.
And we'll close this window for the preferences.
Press close button. Window. Skype. Dennis Bartlett. Toolbar.
And as in the Windows version.
Online. Menu button. Dennis Bartlett button. $1.30 button. Horizontal splitter. Table.
You can narrow through and you can get a table of all the people.
Collapsed. All. 5/24.
You can. There are different views of this.
Search and call contacts. Search. Table 1 row selected. Collapsed. All. 5/24.
And it says collapsed. All. I can expand that to the tree view. Expand that. And it'll show me all my contacts.
Expanded. Online. 5/24.
And then, or the next one is expanded online. Those that are online.
Daryl Chen row.
And I can arrow down the list of
Eric Dinry. Ray Carney. Jonathan Mosen. The Blind Tech. Collapsed. Skype. Fight the Blind Tech.
All of my contacts that are currently online. So it gives me that. If I'm going to call someone directly, I just press enter on a name and it calls them. And then if they answer, you're online and you're connected and you're talking to them. Once you are online and talking with them, then a different window comes up and you have a bunch of buttons. You can start your video, and many of these buttons are not labeled directly.
The Blind Tech.
However, many of them are. And one thing you will notice in using VoiceOver on a Mac is that the VoiceOver keys plus H, if you're on a button that's labeled, will give you the help information, or at least the button name for that particular button. So, you're on a call, you can look at all these buttons, and there are a couple buttons that are labeled. And, for example, if you're on a call, you can press the VO end key and arrow back, and if you hear a hold button, that means that if you go right again one more button, it's the hang up button, and you'll just press the voiceover keys and spacebar to
the
click that button and hang up. That's just some of the shortcomings are that some of the buttons are unlabeled, and hopefully with the next version or two of Skype, they will have corrected that access problem. There aren't, as in Windows, hotkeys to answer a call or to hang up, alt page up or alt page down to answer or hang up a call. There aren't those short key options, unfortunately. Anyway, but this is just a quick overview of using Skype with VoiceOver on a Mac. Again, this is the Blind World Podcast. My name is Dennis Bartlett. I may be reached at dennis.bartlett@rogers.com. That's dennis.bartlett@rogers.com. Or if you wish to add me to Skype, my Skype name is D.S. Bartlett. D as in dog, S as in Sam, Bartlett. B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. And it's been a pleasure bringing this to you.
Audio Hijack Pro.
And hopefully you will enjoy it.